So Melissa, thanks for joining me here. It's great to be talking about NetVentures and Veeam. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came across Veeam and why was it so appealing?
Well, we came across Veeam. I was in the US last year and was talking to, I'd worked in venture in the US for a long time and was talking to a lot of my former colleagues and other people in venture about really interesting technology companies. So at the time, Veeam was not raising money. So we approached them and got to know them and started learning more about the story and more about the team. And that's how we came across them. FX is an area that's quite interesting to us because it's not the bank's major source of revenue, but it's a significant source of revenue. It's also a really big pain point for both consumers on the retail side and for businesses. Veeam focuses strictly on the businesses and mostly SMEs. NAB, as the largest SME bank in Australia, this is a very interesting space for us. We know that the process, not just at NAB, but in most banks, is very painful to transfer money overseas. And there's a lot of startups that are getting a lot of traction that are making that a lot easier. So we see this as an area where, the banks are starting to lose market share. And so that's interesting to us. One of the reasons Ventures was set up was to look at what's going on in disruptors and even to disrupt ourselves sometimes. But with Veeam, Veeam has a specific focus on SMEs, and the way that they work is quite unique. They will use any rails to transfer the money, but if when blockchain is available, they use that. And we think cryptocurrency as a way of transferring FX is really the way of the future. So they have some interesting technology around that. They also it was the easiest platform that we found to use for businesses because you can go on as a business and pay an invoice just by having the email address of the company that you're trying to pay the invoice to. So it's very, very easy, much easier than trying to do it through not just NAB, but through any bank.
And in this case, NAB Ventures led this investment round. What experience did you gain from that? And does that help the NAB Ventures brand, I suppose, get better exposure in the US market, particularly working with, I think, Google Ventures and Kleiner Perkins?
Yeah, and Silicon Valley Bank. Yeah, we have it's incredible co-investors. We probably couldn't ask for a better syndicate than we have. And we also have SoftBank, who's come into this round as well. In terms of leading, a lot of time, there's a lot of cases where strategics don't lead. They're looking for a financial investor to do the lead. But NAB, in fact, all three of the investments we've done to date and one that we're working on right now, we've led. So we're happy to lead. Lead really means doing the work, doing the due diligence, a lot of times helping put together the syndicate. In the case of Veeam, their syndicate was current investors, and then Google came on through Veeam. That wasn't through NAB. So we didn't have to do a lot of work there because they had a lot of companies wanting to invest in them.
And so tell me, you mentioned before you're about to head over to a conference in the US. How prominent or how much explaining do you have to do in the US market about what NAB Ventures is?
Or what NAB is,
Yes.
So yeah, in people in who've worked in financial institutions, they'll know NAB because NAB is one of the 15 largest banks in the world by market cap, the largest business bank in Australia. So NAB is known there, but just in general, in the tech sector and in the venture community, it's not well known, as you can imagine, because it's an Australian bank. It's operating in mainly Australia and New Zealand. So I think it will become more well known as we do more investments over there, and especially an investment into a high profile company like Veeam, a high profile global company like Veeam, we will become more well known.
Okay, and this is Ventures' third deal
Yes.
now, NAB Ventures. You've started to build up some momentum. Are you pleased with how it's tracking and what's next for NAB Ventures?
Yeah, we are very, very pleased with how it's tracking. It's going really well. Our pipeline is great. We've got a lot of good companies in the pipeline. We probably couldn't ask for a better pipeline. And what's nice is our pipeline is not just Australian companies, but it's global companies. And in the early days of NAB Ventures, we've only been around about a year, especially with global companies, we had to go out and find them and contact them, and we're still doing that, but we're now getting a lot of inbound.
That sounds great. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.